and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for Auto World, for this hour of Auto World, and hopefully beyond. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite guests. He is the host of television's Motor Week and an esteemed automotive journalist, John Davis. We're going to be talking about the 2014 New York International Auto Show, as well as bringing you up to speed on the latest on Motor Week television. And we'll look back at the Motor Week Driver's Choice Awards for 2014. Coming up in hour number two on many of these affiliate stations, we'll be joined by a gentleman who's written a book. It's called The Roadside Good Samaritan. It's a very interesting story and kind of a crusade by this gentleman. So we'll be chatting with him in hour number two of the program. Also in hour number two, we'll be joined by a representative from Sprint, the phone company, the cell phone company in particular, talking about Driver Distraction Month. This is indeed Driver Distraction Month for 2014. They're focusing on that for April and have a number of campaigns of awareness to make sure that you're not out there texting and driving. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Coming up in hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. But right now, let's go to the Auto World guest line and bring forth the man himself, the executive producer and host of Motor Week Television, John Davis, will be joining us momentarily. I was at the New York Auto Show about 10 days or so ago last week. At this very same time, we play a lot of interviews from the from the New York show, I should say. And I have many more interviews to share with you. We'll kind of sprinkle them in over the next several weeks. But last weekend, we played a lot of the big news from the show, and it was indeed a very big show, and a couple of very important anniversaries occurred during the New York International Auto Show, including the 25th anniversary of the Mazda Miata. Yes, it was 1989 when we first saw the Mazda Miata hit the auto show circuit first in Chicago, and in New York this year they did a very tasteful celebration of the 25th anniversary of the little two-seater from Mazda and introduced a limited production anniversary model. Ford also did some really cool things because it's the 50th birthday of the Mustang. We'll talk about that and more because our very special guest has joined us. He is the executive producer and host of television's Motor Week on PBS and the Velocity Channel, esteemed automotive journalist John Davis. Welcome back to Auto World. John, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Bob. How are you? Very good, thank you.
I'm doing fine, thanks, John.
Great.
I was just telling the listeners about some of the anniversary celebrations going on in New York. I can't believe 1989 it was. We were both about 14 when the Mazda Miata got official light of day shown on it at the Chicago Auto Show. And this year, Mazda chose New York to show off an anniversary edition as well as a very unique collection of Mazda Miatas from over the years.
Well, yeah, the anniversary edition is going to be, I think, a real collectible one. It's an extremely limited production. It's the last of the current car, which I think, to me, is a direct descendant of the original car, and where the new generation car, as of course your audience probably knows, is going to be in a collaboration with Fiat and Alfa Romeo. So it'll be, although Mazda swears it's going to still be a Miata, so we'll see.
It's going to be very interesting to see. And speaking of Alfa Romeo, it was, I believe, the first time that we saw a Alfa Romeo display under the official guys of the Chrysler Group. It was cool to see the Alpha there in New York City.
Well, it may have been, but, you know, remember, they've already had one car, comeback car, the
yep.
8, which really is a spectacular automobile, although you could argue that that was more Ferrari than anything else. That's a spectacular car. I guess now that they've said, well, yeah, we're going to sell them through, I guess, some Maserati dealers, and we're actually going to go on sale at the end of June. Now, I got to tell you, they've promised this before, but if they're that close, they're probably going to keep to their word. It was kind of a fussy little setting, though, because they were being very stingy early on about letting automotive writers get into the car, and then by the end of the second press day, everybody was climbing into it. So somebody must have complained. I mean, I got in it, and I love Alphas, and I remember how tight they are, and by gosh, the 4C lives up to that reputation. It's a small car.
Let's talk about the other big anniversary, the one that we all were looking forward to. That was the 50th anniversary of the Mustang.
And, really, Bob? That's this year?
Believe
did
it
you
or
go
not.
To Charlotte or to where was the other big anniversary?
Las Vegas.
Yeah, and did you go to either one?
I didn't make it, no, John. It seems like
I didn't either. We had a crew at the Charlotte event, but John didn't get to go out and play. So
no, I know. It seems like the car companies, as we can certainly talk about for hours, are doing things a little bit differently with the media these days. I remember when it was the 50th anniversary of the Corvette, and they had the big multi-day celebration down in Nashville, and the same thing with the 40th birthday of the Mustang. That also was down in the Nashville area, and of course the 100th anniversary of Ford. No expense was spared for the media, but it seems like for the Mustang and the media, they really didn't throw a big splash.
I think they left it up to the owners. The owners, they wanted to make it an owner's event. And that's my only guess. They really didn't reach out to the media very much. Maybe they didn't figure out they really had to. After all, who's not going to do a story on it?
Yep.
And we all did the story on the 50-year car in New York. What an odd choice of name.
Yes.
I wonder why they just didn't call it 50 Anniversary Mustang.
Yeah, it is a very unusual name, and certainly, you know, potential collectible also. And,
oh, yeah. In Wimbledon white. I mean, how long since you've heard that color?
Honestly, yeah. That's right. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
And they replicated something, and a lot of our listeners may not be familiar with this, but back in 1964 when they first introduced the Mustang, the 64 and a half, they did the stunt at the Empire State Building,
right.
And they did it again this year. And I understand for this year, with the 2015 model, it was a much more difficult feat. Tell our listeners all around North America what Ford did at the Empire State Building.
Well, basically, they had a convertible Mustang up on the observation deck to commemorate the fact that they did that 50 years ago with the original Mustang, and the original car, and this car, too, I would imagine. They chopped it up into pieces that would fit into the elevator. And if anybody's ever been to the observation area on the Empire State Building, this is not a large elevator. It's relatively small. I'd say it's certainly no more than 8 feet tall. So it was quite a feat.
Oh, it certainly was. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about some of the cool shows, the cool cars at the cool show in New York with John Davis. And, of course, we'll talk about Motor Week and the Driver's Choice Awards for 2014. Don't go away. We're only in first gear. This is Auto World.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We always enjoy spending time with John Davis, executive producer, host of Motor Week. It's been around since 1992, season 33, and let's see, last week's episode was episode 36, and John was recently, like myself, at the New York International Auto Show, so we're talking a little bit about his impressions of some of the important vehicles and some of the interesting happenings there, John. Interesting mix of vehicles in New York, a lot of high-performance stuff, but also for regular folks out there, there were a lot of important family cars introduced, including a new update to the Camry for 2015.
And a new Sonata, and over at Ford, a new Focus. It really was a family sedan event, as far as I was concerned. I mean, you had a new Kia Sedona minivan, the Nissan Murano, which I actually thought was probably one of the most interesting-looking family vehicles in a long time. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. There was some high-performance stuff, but even things like the Dodge Charger kind of took on the front end of the Dart and looked a little bit more civilized than it's looked in the past. So it was a very family-oriented show and a good, solid show, I thought.
Yeah, I did as well. And a few surprises there. Speaking of the Charger, I mean, here's a vehicle that has been selling very, very well, as the Challenger in recent times. But it surprised me because it seems like just a couple of years ago they did a significant revision on that. But it kind of makes sense bringing it in line with the Chrysler 200 stylistically.
Yeah, but then again, I wonder about that, too. I agree with you. They sort of took the big boldness out of the front end. I guess they've decided that Ram's going to have that basic front end and not Dodge. So they kind of demachoed it a little bit.
Yes, that's true.
I suppose those that will be chased by them as police cars, maybe it'll be a little more stealthy for the police version. But I was a little surprised. I don't think they tinkered with the Challenger, which is good. But I, too, was a little bit surprised. And I'm not so sure about this new faces of Chrysler. They're kind of, in this day and age of bigger and bolder grills, they've gone the other way.
That's a really good point,
John. Maybe that means the big grills have run its course. I'm not sure. I kind of hope so. I must tell you,
me too.
I'm kind of tired of it.
I am, too, and I don't get the gigantic badging that's on a lot of vehicles, too. I can understand wanting to get your brand out there on the face of the vehicle, but does it have to be that big? In some cases, it's not very tasteful.
I agree with you. Even the new Cadillacs, the new Cadillac crest, I think is a little overdone and a little bit large. And, you know, I can remember when I used to, and others of my age used to complain because the dealers stuck their name on the back of the car.
Oh,
I'm kind of getting
yeah.
a little annoyed now that we've got these huge badges of honor on the front of the car. You know, give me a logo or something, I guess, but you don't have to make it the most dominant thing on the front end, or second only to, I guess. I don't know, maybe they figure the grill's gotten bigger, the logo's got to get bigger, but this has to come to an end somewhere.
I think so. Aesthetically, it is not looking that great.
Yeah, it's not. You know, think about how many beautiful cars are there out there right now. And frankly, I'm not sure we're certainly not in a beautiful era of car design. They're slick looking, they're bold looking, there are a lot of other dynamic, a lot of words, but beautiful doesn't seem to be one of them.
You know, that's a really good point. You know, there are a lot of sharp looking cars out there, but actually making the qualification of being beautiful, I could only think of a handful.
I mean, if you look at the other end of the spectrum, Aston Martin had a very nice display at New York, and their badging is very, very discreet.
Right.
They have pretty good-sized grills, but they're not nearly as big as some of the stuff now. And yet, those cars are gorgeous. You don't have to ask what they are.
Yes.
I don't know anybody that has to ask what they are. Maybe a few people will, but... You know, and if you have to ask, you can't afford it. That's the old thing.
And it seems like they've taken a lesson a little bit from the trucks in a lot of ways, where the badging on the Rams and the F-150s and the Silverados are extraordinarily large. And, of course, they have to be because it's such a large vehicle. But, you don't need to put a truck-size badge on a passenger car, especially a small family car.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree. I mean, even Ford, kind of went back to the pony and the grill and reminiscent of the 64 on that anniversary Mustang, although at least that's tasteful, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Power, definitely one of the stories in New York, a Z06 Corvette convertible. Sounds very cool.
It is very cool. The thing that's got me about the Z06 is the regular car is so gorgeous and so clean. The Z06 looks a little boy toy to me, and at least they showed the blue one instead of the yellow one, the yellow coupe they had in to match the race car, I guess, in Detroit.
In Detroit,
which I really thought didn't look very sophisticated. If I had lots of money, I'm not sure that's the route I would go. But for $54,000, the regular old base Corvette is such a great steal and such a great car. I'm not picky. I'd take that. That's fine. You can have your Z06. No problem.
I'll take the
Z06. Or it's not always better.
No, it's true. I agree with you about that yellow one. That was just no doubt.
Top.
Yeah, it was a nod to the race car, but nevertheless, like you say, they want conquest buyers. They're not going to get conquest buyers coming over from other brands like a 911 or something and to buy that yellow Z06.
Probably not, but I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to having a chance to putting the Z06 on the track with whatever would be the comparable 911. I think it will be a very, very interesting test, and we're kind of hoping we'll get to do it next year when we head down to our track in Savannah at Roebling Road. We've had a couple of track sessions in the regular Corvette, and it's a wonderful car.
It certainly is. Absolutely. Recently on the show, you did a piece on a very, very highly limited production car. It was the SLS AMG Black Series.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to get behind the wheel of that one?
Oh, of course. Are you kidding? once you get away from the fact that that car, the SLS, is, as you get older, it is a little more difficult to crawl in and out of because there's not a lot to hang on to pull yourself up. It's a spectacular car, only to be outdone, I think, by a car that was at New York, which was the S63 AMG, which I just thought was absolutely stunning. Now, there is a beautiful car.
That is absolutely gorgeous. Mercedes really seems to be getting, in my opinion, the styling thing right. For so many years, it was very conservative, almost stodgy. And in recent times, whether it's the small entry-level car that's selling quite well, the CLA, or this absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, beautiful coupe, they really have their design philosophy going in the right direction.
I think so, too. It's interesting that BMW seems to be giving them a serious run for their money, but if you compare the two, I think on the look basis, I think Mercedes is ahead.
When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk about some recent vehicles that John has driven, and we'll also quickly run down the Motor Week 2014 Driver's Choice Awards. It's all straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations around North America and live around the world. Don't go away.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I am so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Same time. My name is Bob Long on this very same radio station, or if you're listening online, welcome. John Davis is with us, executive producer, host of Motor Week since 1992 on PBS, as well as on Velocity. And John, in recent months, I have a DVR, which means I now can record every single Motor Week episode, and I don't miss any, so I'm so enjoying seeing everyone.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yeah, DVRs are wonderful devices.
They sure are. For those of our listeners who may not be aware of where they can find...
Shame
their...
on that.
Yeah, I know, absolutely shame on that. By now, they should know where to go. Where do they need to go web-wise?
Go to motorweek.org or motorweek.com. Either one will get you there, and at the top, you'll be able to click on a pull-down menu about the show, and you can pull up the station that is in your locality. We're still first run on public television stations, about 240 of those across the country. And then on Tuesday nights at 7:30 Eastern, we also have the great pleasure of being on the Velocity Network.
That's great. And, of course, episodes are available to watch
Absolutely.
On the computer as well.
Yeah, really, these days, so many people are catching us on YouTube. You can get to YouTube, the Motor Week channel on YouTube, through our site at motorweek.org, and or you can go to the PBS site, pbs.org/motorweek, or just go to YouTube and Google us, and by gosh, you'll find 500 different road tests, starting with about ones from about 2.5-3 weeks back, and they go back a long way. Some of the old ones are pretty funny.
That's great. It's so interesting to look at when you I pick up some of the old car magazines that I still have and compare some of the performance figures of supercars not that long ago.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
10 years ago. And nowadays, you've got family sedans, you know, packing the kind of horsepower. We were talking about the AMG offering for Mercedes in New York. But nowadays, John, you've got these family sedans that can run with the Lamborghini Countaches and Diablos and many other uber performance cars from the 70s and 80s and even 90s.
Yeah, I think all these turbocharged engines that are going to be coming on more and more prevalent because of fuel economy is really having that other effect of boosting performance. It's kind of ordinary now to get a family sedan that'll do 0 to 60 in under 6.5 seconds or less. And And you're right, 10 years ago, that was a pretty hot car. Now to be a really hot car, you've got to be 4 seconds or less.
Exactly. And I remember when 500 horsepower was something that was only in the realm of an ultra-expensive supercar. And nowadays, you've got vehicles with 600 and even
right.
700 horsepower.
And it's odd that, you know, you see those numbers, and yet we have all these stricter fuel economy rules we have to meet. But, of course, everybody's throwing a battery on them. They, you know, call them a hybrid. They get 20 miles worth of battery range out of them, and it boosts that fuel economy enough so they can just keep piling on the horsepower. So, you know, I guess we're having our cake and eating it, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know a few people who have had the chance to drive the 918 Spyder. Hopefully you'll get that someday at Motor Week, or the P1800 is an old Volvo. The vehicle from McLaren, I forget the exact acronym for that one. But you're right, those are using, not to mention the, what has got to be probably the dumbest name in the history of Ferrari, when they called a car La Ferrari.
I guess a lot of people thought, you know, when you think about how elegant they've been in the past, and of course, names like the Enzo and then La Ferrari, is like, really?
You can't do better than that.
But it's a heck of a car.
It is, and it's using the technology, like you say, this merging of gasoline-powered engines with electric power, and the results can be quite extraordinary. I mean, they're the cars for the Jay Lenos and the movie stars of the world, but nevertheless, eventually we'll see some of that technology filter down to regular cars.
Oh, I think BMW is going to be bringing it down to at least their middle-level cars pretty rapidly. I mean, we've already seen basically the X5 eDrive. They're going to bring it into some of the other models. And from there, it's just a matter of time. I mean, Volkswagen will probably be in the forefront of that. The Europeans really like the idea of having some electrical boost. After pretty much turning up their noses at hybrids for a long while, they now seem to have embraced them completely.
That was another interesting thing in New York. There wasn't a really big emphasis on green vehicles. For years, John, when you and I were at the auto shows, that seemed to be really a dominant topic.
Well, I think L.A. still has that. The L.A. auto show still has that corner. But, you know, now, Bob, almost every vehicle has to be some sort of green.
Yeah.
I mean, even when they were taking the wraps off the Challenger and the Charger, you know, the first thing out of their mouth was, HB automatic, and it boosts our fuel economy. So, you know, fuel economy is a big deal for everybody. And nowadays, to get into almost any car and top 30 miles per gallon, which 10 years ago you were lucky to top 20, that's just ordinary. And in a way, fuel economy is starting to become ordinary. But I think also the fact that gas prices, while they continue to be volatile, have not really gone up that much in the last few years. It's kind of taken a little bit of the a panic off of everybody and maybe given everybody some breathing space. But, you know, these new fuel economy rules are so stringent that what we see today is not going to be viable 5 years from now.
I know. It scares
it's
me,
kind
honestly.
Of scary.
I don't like it. I mean, I'll go on public record by saying
I'm not so sure it's going to happen. I guess a lot will depend on the automakers and their lobby, and also who probably gets elected the next president.
That's right. Because it just seems like we've made so much progress right now. I mean, who would believe we're getting the kind of miles per gallon, the kind of performance,
and
to put the pressure on the automakers to really go to extreme levels. I don't think it's fair. In what is, in my opinion, still a very much of a struggling economy. Another interesting thing to watch, John, you and I have been doing this for a long time, but do you remember when, you know, 4-speed automatics and 5-speed automatics were, wow, that was really cool.
Right.
But now you've got, like, a Jeep and the Chrysler group there have got a 9-speed automatic.
The new 200 with the 9-speed.
Yeah, exactly, the 9-speed. And I hear Hyundai is working on a 10-speed. Some of these numbers seem ridiculous, but on the other hand, I haven't had the chance to drive and can't wait to get behind the wheel of that new Challenger and Charger with the 8-speed and the V8. A lot of people say it really transforms not only the fuel economy, but the performance of the vehicle as well.
8-speed seems to be a good number. I mean, we've certainly seen people like Mercedes now, Chrysler,
yep.
and use it. 7-speeds is not bad. The 9-speed seems to be almost a little overkill, and I think 10 might be too, depending on the engine they're going to hook it to. But we've found both the 200 and the Jeep Cherokee a little busy. There's so much shifting going on up and down that it starts to interfere with the comfort of the vehicle. The transmissions are fine, but I just sort of wonder if we aren't going to get into a little bit of an overkill situation. 8 seems to be a number that most engines seem to be happy with.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. Build quality continues to get better across the board, whether it's an entry-level vehicle, mid-level vehicle, or I, at the New York International Auto Show, jumped into a car that you drove back in February, and that was the 911 Turbo S. And boy, oh boy, talk about an extremely well-executed cockpit.
Yeah.
I love buttons, and I love the fact that Porsche has taken what they first showed us with the Panamera and really spread it across their lineup.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. I mean, they have one of the best cockpits going. And yeah, it's got a lot of buttons, but it sure beats the touchscreen.
You're not kidding. Straight ahead, we're going to wrap up with John and talk about the Motor Week Driver's Choice Awards for 2014. I've got them right in front of me, and we'll run them down real quick. Anybody wants to get in with a question, bob@autoworldradio.com, 855-660-4261. Don't go away.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Negative items on the internet holding you back, hurting your income, damaging your reputation, putting a damper on your personal life?
Worst service ever. They suck. I got screwed out of money. Buyer beware.
Worthless. Stay away.
We replace negative items on the internet with positive ones. We call this brand management or reputation management. We can help. Log on to removebadstuff.com for more information and our contact information. removebadstuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now. and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
The producer and host of Motor Week is with us here on Auto World. We've been talking about the New York Auto Show, the New York International Auto Show, and we're also been talking about some of the trends in the automotive world. But, John, back in February, you gave out the 2014 Driver's Choice Awards. We've been doing this annually since 1983. Let's take a quick look here. Best subcompact car at a base price of around $22,000. The award went to the Ford Fiesta ST.
Yeah, this is the first time we've ever given a subcompact performance model the award. Usually it would be just part of the line, but this car so appealed to our senses of driving enthusiasm that it was a hands-down winner. It's a terrific little piece of work.
It sure is. Best compact car went to a vehicle that was nominated not only for North American Car of the Year, but also World Car of the Year. It didn't win, unfortunately, but what a great car it is from Mazda.
The Mazda 3, and again, not only is it a great-looking car, but, you know, driver involvement, something that most smaller, you know, family cars have completely nixed out of their equation, is front and center with Mazda, and it's one of the great things about the Mazda brand.
Best family sedan, always something that is highly competitive, and this year the award went to the uber-improved Chevrolet Impala. It's a whole new ball game.
Yeah, we don't normally give this classification to a full-size car. It usually goes to something in the mid-size ranks, but the Impala was such a transformation from basically a fleet rental vehicle to really basically a Cadillac with a Chevy badge on it. Everything about the car appealed to us, and here is a beautiful car. We've been talking about beauty. It's beautiful, and it's also just a very, very good sedan. No appliance here.
No, they did a really, really good job with that vehicle. And speaking of really, really good jobs, I have not had the opportunity to drive this one yet. Can't wait to drive the coupe or the convertible variant. But the best convertible award went to Ian Callum's design. Ian Callum is the noted designer for Jaguar, and the F-Type has got the nod.
You know, we really wanted to give the F-Type a particular award, and frankly, it's so much more than just best convertible. But, you know, if you could think of one convertible that would be the head-turner, it is the F-Type. It's a fabulous piece of work.
I notice you drive up quite often in the F-Type there on Motor Week.
Yes, indeed.
What's the R like? Is it really that cool?
It is. One of those rarefied automobiles that basically you would love to get your hands on. Contrasting that to the Z06, the F-Type R, I thought was just very well executed and a car that I would love to be in basically every day of my commuting life. It's a spectacular piece of work. Jaguar has just come so far in such a few years. They're right up there, I think, with the M's and the AMGs right now with these R-types.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. Let's talk about luxury sedans, always a hotly contested category. This year going to a new generation of the CTS from Cadillac.
Yeah, all new CTS, more CTS than ever. The nice thing is it doesn't have to basically fill both the compact and midsize luxury car ranks anymore. So it's gotten a little bigger. It sort of leaves the ATS to people like myself that want really a Cadillac that's a driver's car. But if you want a Cadillac that's still sporty, basically along the lines of a BMW 3 and 5 Series and Mercedes C-Class, but you like something that's more homegrown, the CTS is a great job.
Best sports sedan went to the new Subaru WRX, which is available.
Oh, wow. So much car for the money. I mean, yeah. It's just, and you know, with the STI coming, it's sort of like a teaser, but we took the WRX to our racetrack and sort of just slammed the heck out of it for 4 days straight. It never missed a beat. Great car.
Best sport coupe went to the vehicle that evolved out of the BMW 3 Series coupe, the all-new 4 Series. What a beautiful vehicle.
It is a very, very nice car, and I'm not so sure of the name game BMW's playing, but it doesn't matter. Any excuse to get into a 3 Coupe or now a 4 Series is fine by us, and it deserves all the awards it can get.
I'm glad you said that about BMW and the name stuff, and same goes for Infiniti. I don't understand some of the stuff going on, but that's for another discussion.
Yeah.
Best performance car went to...
of course, the Corvette. I mean, it's like, couldn't go to anything else. Enough said. I mean, $54,000 and it'll beat anything in the world. So, you know, it's a great car.
And I understand with the Z06 package, what a bargain.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but even without that, the Z06 is a bargain, but the standard car is the bargain of the decade.
Oh, yeah. I meant the Z51 package on the standard cars.
Z51, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep. I take it plain Jane.
Me too.
Nothing checked on the option block. 54 plus freight, put one in my driveway. Why would you want a high-end Camaro when you can buy a basic Corvette that's got performance?
Yeah, and that much refinement. I have an old 98 in my garage that I bought new, and boy, I would love to have one of these new ones. Hopefully,
yeah. Wouldn't we both?
Absolutely. Let's talk about
it. You can have yours when I get mine.
Well, make it a deal.
Okay.
Let's talk about best small utility vehicle. A very cool winner.
Yeah, Jeep Cherokee. We've talked about the 9-speed transmission, but that aside, it does, you know, here's a car-based crossover that does everything you could possibly want a Jeep for. They really pulled out all the stops to make sure it was a trail-capable vehicle. I like it. A lot of people don't like the styling, but I think this one vehicle is sort of iconic, and I think it needed something to make it really stand out, and they did it.
Best large utility. I remember when this was a small vehicle, but it's grown a lot and certainly very much deserving of this win.
Yeah, seven passengers for the Santa Fe, not to be confused with the 5-passenger Santa Fe Sport. Really, for a larger crossover utility, best buy for the money.
And the pickup choice for 2014 makes me smile because it's one of my favorite trucks out there.
Every time the Ram does something to the 1500 that no one expects, first the Ram box styling and then the coil springs in the back and now the diesel, they just seem to trump the other players. I mean, a lot of people thought the winner this year should have been the new Silverado, which is a great truck. But from our standpoint, you know, you say diesel and pickup trucks, and we all get gooey inside, and the Ram 1500 just keeps showing us that they are doing things a little differently and making it a true contender. It's no longer just Ford and Chevrolet. It's Ford, Chevrolet, and Ram when you talk about big pickups.
So true. Best eco-friendly vehicle went to a Honda offering.
Honda Accord Hybrid, 50 mile per gallon, and you're not giving up space, you're not giving up comfort, you're not giving up anything. An amazing piece of work. Yeah, it's $4,000 more than a regular Accord, but you get your money back. The first hybrid that I can honestly say we got exactly what was claimed without any fussing or hypermiling or anything else, and it drives just like an Accord always has.
Always one of my favorite categories, the best dream machine, and there were so many for 2014. You chose three.
Well, you already mentioned one of them. We basically had talked about the SLS AMG Black Series, just an incredible piece of work, and you mentioned also the Porsche 911 Turbo, which was another of our winners. And for those that might win the lottery but need something a tiny bit more practical, the Land Rover Range Rover Sport This all-aluminum seven-passenger really takes larger SUVs to a new level. I mean, they save so much weight, sort of as a precursor to what Ford's doing with the F-150.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite sport utility vehicles, price no object in the world. And, you know, when I stop and think about them using James Bond to introduce this vehicle in New York, not this year, but the year before,
mm-hmm.
very true, because it is the James Bond of SUVs when you stop and think about it.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the best of the year, the best of the best. Which vehicle took that honor, John?
I'm afraid there was just no contest. It's the Corvette. Corvette Stingray, it won best performance car, and it took best of the year. How could it not? World-class performance for money that, you know, most people in the market for a car could afford the monthly payments on this little puppy. More horsepower, standard horsepower than any Corvette ever. Well put together, great handling, lots of carbon fiber, not just as an adornment. The frame itself, all aluminum, the interior, really the best interior Corvette has ever had. It just won us over even before we drove it.
So true. Well, John, always a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. You've got some great shows on the horizon. I know you're going to be doing something soon on the K900 from
yep.
Kia and the ELR.
Another surprising car.
The ELR, the extended range vehicle from a General Motors. Certainly a beautiful car, very expensive. Can't wait to hear about that one.
Hey, it's less than a Tesla. It's sort of like you got your Tesla four-door for commuting, get an ELR for the weekend.
Yeah, that's right, and buy a new Corvette for Bob and John if you've got that kind of money. Thank you, John.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, my friend. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.